The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Olive Branch Pet Hospital, and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare.
They were asking if you were around, how you was, where you could be found. Told them you were living downtown, driving all the old men crazy.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. The boys are back in town, and we've got the big guy, Dr. Mark Sprayberry, is here with us. He
oh,
picked
boy.
That song, so I've got to, you know, give him credit where credit is due.
Yeah.
So he is here with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and Play and Stay Boarding and Daycare, and this is our time to talk with Dr. Mark. So it's now... sit, stay, and listen.
Correct.
All right, folks.
We thought pet talk sounded too much like pep talk.
And because your host was constantly confusing them.
Correct.
This is pet talk with pep. So anyway, the good news is this is... the new name of the show is Sit, Stay, and Listen with Dr. Mark Sprayberry.
Hey, everybody. Hope everybody's got a big weekend coming out. Being careful, we're going to talk about... some things today, especially your pets and fireworks.
Mm-hmm. We need some important tips.
Yeah, correct.
Before we get there, just want to say hi that Ann Livingston is in the house with us this morning. Good morning, Ann.
Hey.
And Griffith Bailey, is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you got to talk right into that microphone. So
yes,
I can...
ma'am.
There you go. Griffith is here. He's working with you now?
Yeah, Griff is the son of my friends, doctors, Buffy and Bill Bailey here in town, physicians, and... Griff is aspiring a veterinarian. I wish he was graduating tomorrow from vet school. I'd hand him the keys.
There you go.
But we call him Big G in the office, and he just got out of BMW driving school a couple days ago. He said he didn't wreck any cars. I said, well, did you drive fast enough? Maybe you didn't.
Right.
You got to drive it, and, you know, drive it like he stole it. So
there you go.
How you doing there, Big G? Did you have a good time over there in South Carolina?
Yes, sir.
Okay, got to talk right in that mic, buddy.
Yes, sir.
There it is. Right. Now, see, he's got that low voice going on.
So what was the funnest part about that?
We did these, like, cone parts where we had to cut in between the lines and stuff. That was really fun.
Yeah, cool. And it was done at speed, too, like 60, 70 miles an hour.
Like defensive driving in a way.
Yeah.
I may need to take that course.
Yeah, it's great for kids. Griff's, well, you're about 16, 17. 16. And it's great because it teaches the limit of a car in a controlled, safe environment.
Right.
And it can save your life. And it can save your child's life, too.
So no, that's great.
And it doesn't have to be BMW. There's a lot of good driving schools out there. And so if you just do your child a favor. It'll save their life.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, this is great. We're going to be talking a bit about fireworks and dogs and cats in the summer with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Sit, stay, and listen. So if you have some thoughts, maybe you've got a question, what's the best thing to do? How can I help my pet get through this summer? Anything, all of the above. He is the expert. That's why it's called the Pensacola Expert Panel. 850-437-1620. Text in your questions. We would love to hear from you this morning.
Yes, ma'am. This is a big weekend. You know, love our country. It's time to celebrate our independence. But our pet friends can have problems.
Absolutely. You know,
they really can. Now, the homework today is, what's the craziest thing you or your pet have done with thunderstorms or fireworks? So text some stuff in. I'll make a little decision. And my friend Heather Anderson has written that book. I've spoke before, Finn Finds Confidence. It's about a family of dogs that actually exist. Mm-hmm. The next book's coming out is Pippa Finds Patience. And this is actually a family of dogs that exist.
Wow.
And it's a child's book. It's all about love, acceptance, and virtues.
Okay.
So, and again, I'm going to give away a book or two and come to the office. We'd love to meet you, get a get a picture.
So we'll be taking those texts the whole show of your stories of how you and your pet cope with loud noises like thunderstorms, lightning, fireworks.
I have one I can share.
Anne's going to kick things off.
Yeah. So during thunderstorms, I had a friend who had a little dog, and every time there was a thunderstorm, the dog would go into the bathroom and flush the toilet. Because I was over at their house and it was during a thunderstorm, and then I heard the toilet flush and I'm like, is there somebody else here? And they said, oh, no, that's the dog.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, what?
That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
That's crazy. I mean, first of all, what made
what
the dog,
started it?
Yeah, how did that start?
But how did they even figure out how to do it?
I know. I mean, Matt wouldn't know how to flush the toilet if I asked him to.
And then I have to kind of ask, like, okay, and then did he stay and watch it spin around? Go down the hole? I mean, what was it to drown out the noise?
Well, that's my contribution for the craziest thing that a dog has done during
a
thunderstorm.
That's good. You might win the book.
No. Anne can't win the book.
I'm disqualified. Okay.
She already has the book. She can't win the book.
All right.
Anyway,
well,
but y'all text in some stuff, guys, because this is some funny stuff. But wanted to talk about fireworks and the dangers of fireworks.
Yes.
And thunderstorms and loud noises. You know, we have seen pets. I have people coming in on an emergency, Dr. Karis and I, at the office, and the dog has gotten out of a big metal cage, has hurt themselves, lacerated themselves, you know, cut themselves trying to get out. Just because a fence can hold them during the daytime, when that thunder starts, fireworks start, they go into super dog mode, and they will jump that fence.
Oh, gosh.
And then a lot of dogs get lost that way.
Mine did.
Yeah.
Mine really? Took off as soon as the fireworks happened. And I thought that she was safe in the backyard.
Correct. And they go into kind of a crazy mode where you can't reason, you can't talk to them, they won't come back. So you really, really have to be cognizant of that, because a lot of dogs come in. You know, we'll get one or two. They'll come in after the weekend saying, hey, we found this dog wandering around. And the ladies at the office will get the scanner, the microchip scanner. Another reason we talked about microchips at one show, another reason your dog really needs to be microchipped, and cat. You know, cats can do this too.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they are really super human, you know, or super cat.
When, right.
You know. So, but there's some medications for this too.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. I had asked you the last show about Benadryl because I had heard that, but that's kind of not the best choice, right?
Yeah, you're not going to hurt them with Benadryl. Benadryl is great for ant bites, yellow jackets, bees, those kind of things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody, all you guys out there, I want you to remember it's a milligram per pound. And you can repeat it. It's like twice a day. It will cause some drowsiness. Now, a lot of people think the drowsiness is good for thunderstorms and this and that, whatever. And maybe a dose or two will help. But after a while, that'll kind of wear off.
Right.
Okay. Remember, pets hear so much better. They do everything so much better than we do as human. Like, you know.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
In every way.
In every way. And you know, and they don't complain about it either. And they love you even if you had a bad day. And, you know, they're just, if any creature deserves to go to heaven, it's our pet friends and our animal friends.
Aww.
I'll have to say. Nonetheless, there is a drug out, three drugs we use at my office.
Mm-hmm.
One is called Cilio. It's S-I-L-E-O. It's this prescription. Your veterinarian will know about it. And it's a little something you squirt between the cheek and tongue. It absorbs pretty quickly, lasts about 3 or 4 hours, and is specific for noise aversion. Thunderstorms, fireworks, lightning, and that kind of thing. Okay? And it's a sedative. It's a wonderful drug, but you need to make sure your veterinarian checks the pet out. You know, if it has heart disease, anything like that, you got to be a little careful with the drug. But it has, we've got some dogs that are just uncontrollable.
Mm.
Like, I'm talking multiple times been in for lacerations, bruising.
Aww.
I mean, they hurt themselves.
Yeah.
And this drug has really come out, you know, past couple of years, and it's worked really well in some cases. You know, everybody's different, right? The other things we use are trazodone, which is a antidepressant. I'll use Xanax, which is a human drug. Both of those are human drugs. I have used acepromazine, which most people know about. It's an animal drug. But in recent years, they found that it increases noise sensitivity, okay? So we've gotten away from acepromazine for this issue, okay? So those are the top two or three things we usually do. A couple thing, other things you can do, guys, is when it's lightning, say it's at night, it's lightning, you know, close the blinds, turn the lights on in the room. That helps kind of filter out some of that flash,
right,
et cetera. Turn your TV on, put some music on, put Thin Lizzy, The Boys Are Back in Town on, you know, or Jump, Van Halen, all my songs. You know, I'm dating myself here. I'm dating myself with these songs, guys. I am.
Uh-oh. And Griff's looking blankly at you. I know. Just, you
know. No, he's got, I asked him, I said, driving up here, I say, hey, Big G, you've heard The Boys Are Back in Town? I said, of course, sir. I mean, what, you know, like I was crazy. So he's on top of it.
Right.
He's on top of
all
it.
Right.
Yeah, he's got it. But we'll let Griff pick the next song next
there you
couple
go.
Of
yeah.
weeks, okay? So you'll be thinking about that, Big G. Anyway, that's kind of where we're at on this. So there has to be a little bit of behavior modification, and that's
right.
just the lights, the sound, and all that.
That okay? all makes a lot of sense. Well, as they say, the switchboard is lighting up. I've got okay. lots of texts coming in,
Fantastic.
Doctor.
Fantastic.
So we're talking with Dr. Mark Sprayberry with Olive Branch Pet Hospital and our discussions about fireworks, thunderstorms, 850-437-1620. So we had one listener that sent in, and she kind of gave it a whole, this is sort of how she deals with it. She says, good morning. Sometimes we use a Benadryl. We usually have something on TV that we're watching, which you just suggested.
Excellent.
We keep the lights on, and we keep the curtain shut. We
Excellent.
Have, we have a Great Dane mix who was terrified, and we often give him a CBD-infused treat called Pause, P-A-W-S-E. Mm-hmm. We also have thunder shirts for the ones that get really scared. They all have their names and phone numbers on colors and tags and are microchipped, and we have current pictures, and we do not let them out in the backyard. Even though it's fenced, when the fireworks are going off, we walk them in the backyard on a leash.
Excellent.
So that's really good advice.
That's hitting all areas.
That's great. So thank you so much for sending that in,
good
Carol.
Job.
We appreciate it.
Good job.
Someone said, could you please elaborate on the efficacy of thunder shirts versus medication? My senior dog has recently begun shaking uncontrollably during fireworks as well as thunderstorms.
Yes. I think thunder shirts have their place and they work in certain cases.
Mm-hmm.
It depends on the pet. You know, make something I'll take and you take, you know, it may affect you. Say you take something for sleeping
oh, sure.
or whatever. I mean, it may
Everybody's
help
different.
You. It may not.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this with thunder shirts. Now, I do a lot of cancer surgery and, you know, anything on the body. And so I love the thunder shirts to keep that area protected from the dog licking stitches. It helps hold the stitches together. It helps with the pain. I love it for that. As far as thunder, if it works on your pet, fantastic. But there are other things. If it doesn't,
mm-hmm.
there's other things we have.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that question.
Yes.
Got another comment.
Good question.
The best, what is the best over-the-counter medicine, are there any? And about how early do you give the cilio before the fireworks? I had a dog that took tranquilizers and then was zombied out for 3 days. So when he, and that was a prescription. So.
And so was that a bad thing? I don't know, you know.
Right?
Some people come in and say, hey, we need some of that medication. And it's like in Christmas time and, you know, and it's like, well, there's no thunderstorms. Yeah, but it's really good. My, you know, Santa Claus is coming, you know, and we don't want him biting Santa Claus when he comes down the chimney, you know. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, I think the owner's taking it, you know, whatever. But usually with cilio, it's absorbed through the mucosa between your tongue and your cheek. So it goes to work pretty doggone fast. Most things I recommend, like trazodone, Xanax, some of those things, I usually recommend about 30 minutes before. Now, your pet will know that thunderstorm's coming long before you know.
Their hearing's a lot better than ours.
Correct. So I had a client yesterday that, and what's good about cilio is it lasts for three or four hours,
mm-hmm.
of course. But I've had clients they wake up in the morning, they check the weather channel or their app or whatever. I say okay, around 10 o'clock, they're at 7 o'clock, they're at 10 o'clock. They just go ahead and give it a medicine.
Right.
You know, because they've got to go to work and this and that. And so, and with people with cameras on, everybody has cameras in their house these days. It's always good when you have a pet like this to really kind of keep eye on. Except if you're putting them in a kennel
mm-hmm.
and they're trying to dig out of there and stuff, they're going to hurt themselves.
Oh,
and it's
yeah.
amazing the amount of mouths I have to treat from chewing, punctures, and all that stuff. So there is a lot of things out there that we can do with this.
Okay, that's some great suggestions. Yeah,
good questions, too.
Okay, so we're talking about our pets and fireworks and thunderstorms and the summer weather. This is with Dr. Mark Sprayberry. Sit, stay, and listen on the Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. We are also taking your stories this morning to win a wonderful book that's available, that is also available at the clinic. But here we have one story that just came in, Doc, so I'm going to share this with you.
Okay.
The story is, I had two golden retriever mixed dogs that were scared of fireworks. One 4th of July was on the back porch in the hammock, peacefully enjoying. I like how this is written. Peacefully enjoying the neighbor's fireworks when both dogs came running and jumped right into the hammock with me. We all three went swinging wildly in the hammock and nearly flipped over. Great story.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Very typical. I got that on the couch. I mean, you know, it's the same. All of a sudden, I've got the face, the paws, everything. You know, Mom, help me.
Yeah. You know, my pets, I'll talk about mine. Griff, I don't know what your guys do, but I've got two little Shetland sheepdogs, and one likes to bark at it. The other one, and then they bark, and then they jump on my head.
Right, right.
If I'm laying down or something, and so I'm like doing that kind of thing. So it can be, you know, these kind of funny things, but, you know, the pets get scared.
Yeah.
And, you know, and then you just, you feel bad.
Yeah, you know? And you can't really help get them to, no matter what I said, I could never, my voice holding, never calm them down. They just was so scared of those noises.
Right. Right. Is it possible to train that out of a dog for
that's
them to not
question.
Be
Well, that's a good,
nervous?
You know, that's a very good point. And, you know, I have a client of mine that came in, and he's a big duck hunter, and he recently got a lab, and he's sending it over to Louisiana to one of his buddies that's a pretty renowned in that thing to train the dog. People that use shotguns around dogs, usually that are going to be bird dogs and duck hunting, they will start shooting around the dog as early as, you know, 8 weeks.
Well, that makes sense, because then it's not such a shocking, unusual thing. It's kind of normal. It becomes normal, I guess. Yeah. Normalize it.
But, you know, you hope your dog doesn't have that. And then once they have that problem, then you think, well, should we have done it 2 years ago or whatever?
Right.
But desensitization, sometimes we'll have pets that are nervous and they come in the office. And I say, look, next time you guys are out, run around, just come over to the office, walk around the office. You can just go carte blanche, go wherever you want to, walk in the property, go weigh them in the back. And that just helps desensitize the pet to their fear. Just like anything else. You fear heights and you go stand on top of a building or or jump out of an airplane like I did.
Doesn't help. Nope. Just, you know, a little comment from the host here. Well, and I will tell you, I was thinking about my dog. I had a little Maltese that was super energetic. And the funny thing about fireworks and that kind of thing was that he would run to the sliding glass door as soon as he would hear the fireworks.
Oh, boy.
And he would bark, 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 bark. And then he'd run. He would bark like really like, I'm a big dog. I'm going to get you, whatever you are. And as soon as he finished barking, would run and hide under the bed. Just in case whatever it is came back.
That's
and it cracked me up. And about 5 minutes later, would run out, same routine, and then run back and slide under the bed. It was very funny.
Well, I'll tell you.
Not too brave in the long run.
Well, you know, I mean, lightning strikes pretty quick to your house. I mean, it rumbles your house. Then, you know, I'll have to admit, you figure you're okay, but I admit it gets your attention.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I think pets understand nature better than we do.
Oh, for sure.
Because they're so much more connected to
it. Of course.
Than
we
are.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. Okay, got another story here that just came in. We're taking stories of how your pet may have behaved. It doesn't have to be funny necessarily during a fireworks display in your neighborhood or there's always one neighbor that shoots off their own, and then it maybe thunderstorms too. So this one is one of our listeners says, our Lucy started shaking yesterday when the show we were watching had fireworks in it. Mm. Oh, wow. So yes, she will take a sedative tomorrow. She's a JRT, and that's from Lisa in Milton.
Hey, Lisa in Milton, if you will, text in what medication you're using.
Oh, yeah, that'd be really helpful to some folks.
I'm just curious.
Yeah.
And does it work?
Right. That's a good question, yeah, too.
Text that in to me, honey.
Yeah, Lisa, let us know. 850-437-1620. So we're getting some tips and pointers. One thing I do have to say, though, I don't want to totally desensitize my dog because I kind of like the fact that they do bark when they're on unusual noises.
Yeah.
So
of
there's
course.
That, too. I mean,
that's true.
But it's the panic behavior.
Well, I mean, dogs. Some dogs have separation anxiety.
Yeah.
Are these the same types of drugs that you might use if your dog has that kind of problem?
You can. I tend to go more to, there's a plug-in pheromone called Adaptil, which the calm, and we've had this on the show before, but real quickly, you plug it in, it's like a Glade air freshener. We have them in the office. You got to beware of getting things online and this and that because you don't know where it comes from. Sometimes they'll use pig and cow pheromone. But this is a Parisian veterinarian, had a dog, a couple dogs that are separation anxiety. And he was doing a talk here, and I went to hear him. And his thing was, when's the calmest a pet is or a creature is, human, animal, whatever, and it's when they're nursing the mother. So they isolated the pheromone from the breast of a lactating or milking, you know, dog. Mm-hmm. And there's one for cats, too. Hmm. And he put it, so, and it really helps. So I usually will start there before I start putting them on drugs. But if it goes on beyond that, then I start thinking about some Prozac kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Trazodone in some cases. I don't get as much. It doesn't seem to work very well for me. Dr. Kairos, who works with me, uses it maybe a little bit more than I do, and she can get a little bit better effect. I'll have to talk to Stephanie about what dose she's using and seeing. It's a very safe drug.
Mm-hmm.
Xanax, of course, is a human drug. It's kind of like a short-acting Valium. It can be addictive.
Mm.
And so, of course, and I don't like writing a whole lot of that.
Right.
Just because, you know, somebody gets nervous and that's a human drug, they may take it.
Well, for someone that may have just joined us, we are talking about how to keep your dog safe and sound during fireworks season and during thunderstorm and the summer afternoon storms that we get. If you could just kind of review, since somebody may have just joined us, some of the tips you gave at the beginning of the show, things you can do, especially because tomorrow is the 4th of July.
Yeah, and all weekend.
Yes.
So your pet can really hurt themselves if they get panic mode, right? And mm-hmm. they won't respond if you call them, whatever. So if you normally have them in the backyard, And the fence is big enough. Well, I've seen pets climb those.
They go right over. Fence.
Correct. Because yeah. they're in freak out mode. If they're in a kennel at the home, say you're out working or you're away, having a barbecue with friends, just you got to be careful. I've seen them dig out of big steel cages, with fireworks and thunderstorms.
Right.
There's medication you can do. One's called Cilio. You put it in the kind of inside their mouth and the gum is absorbed. It takes about 20, 30 minutes. It lasts for 3 or 4 hours. It's kind of the new thing that's come out. It's been around for a year or two, and it's for noise aversion, like thunderstorms, fireworks, and like that. We reserve that for the very, very serious cases,
mm-hmm.
ones where pets are really hurting themselves.
Gotcha.
Okay? But there's a drug called Trazodone, one's called Xanax.
Okay, well, mentioning Trazodone, Lisa from Milton got back to us and said that she does use Trazodone, and she's a Jack Russell Terrier. She says, I only give her half.
Okay, well, yeah, and Jack Russell Terriers are extremely...
hyper.
Yes. They're wonderful, wonderful dogs.
Yes.
You know, you can't kill one.
But they can jump high. They can jump high, let me tell you.
These young vets that come out say, you need to work on pit bulls and Jack Russells because you can't hurt them.
right, there you go.
And cats.
Okay, real quick, cats, anything, does this affect cats in the same way?
It does. They tend to be very protective of themselves, and they'll go hide somewhere.
Okay.
So that's not something I usually will see too often in the clinic.
Okay, well, believe it or not, we have about a minute left. So our best story, I guess, was our story about the Goldens, yeah?
Yeah, I love that.
Okay, this is the one about the two Golden Retriever dogs that were scared of fireworks and...
Jumped in the hammock.
Yeah. So you're the winner.
Yeah.
And I don't have a name, so if you wouldn't mind sending me your name, and then I'll text you back on how you can get a hold of your book.
Yeah, just come by, and we'd like to get a picture and if you have dog treats. Or we got a little bag of dog treats for you, but... you can get Heather's book on Amazon and various outlets. I mean, she's really doing great. And this is a wonderful, wonderful book. And I appreciate everybody listening. God bless. Happy 4th, America.
How can they get in touch with you? Are you all open this weekend?
No, we're going to be closed Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Okay, if there's an emergency, what should they do?
They usually can call the emergency hospital. Mm-hmm. If you're one of my clients, you can call established patient. You can call the play and stay, and they usually can get a hold of me.
Excellent. Okay.
Hey, thanks, everybody. Love you guys. God bless.